A Feast for Crows. Book 4 of A Song of Ice and Fire by George R. R. Martin, read by Roy Dotrice. Prologue.
Dragons, said Melander. He snatched a withered apple off the ground and tossed it hand to hand.
Throw the apple, urged Alaris the Sphinx. He slipped an arrow from his quiver and knocked it to his bowstring.
I should like to see a dragon.
Rune was the youngest of them, a chunky boy, still 2 years shy of manhood.
I should like that very much.
And I should like to sleep with Rose's arms around me,
Pate thought. He shifted restlessly on the bench. By the morrow, the girl could well be his.
I will take her far from Old Town, across the narrow sea, to one of the free cities.
There were no maesters there, no one to accuse him. He could hear Emma's laughter coming through a shuttered window overhead, mingled with the deeper voice of the man she was entertaining. She was the oldest of the serving wenches at the Quill and Tankard, 40 if she was a day, but still pretty in a fleshy sort of way. Rosie was her daughter, 15 and freshly flowered. Emma had decreed that Rosie's maidenhead would cast a golden dragon. Pate had saved 9 silver stags and a pot of silver stars and pennies for all the good that would do him. He would have stood a better chance of hatching a real dragon than saving up enough coin to make a golden one.
"You were born too late for dragons, lad,"
Armin the acolyte told Rune. Armin wore a leather thong about his neck, strung with links of pewter, tin, lead, and copper. And like most acolytes, he seemed to believe that novices had turnips growing from their shoulders in place of heads.